When you paint, do you try to distract your brain from painting? Do you listen to music, podcasts, television?
Watch TV.
Is that what you do?
So political that, television.
So that the painting flows, becomes automatic. You know, like you see piano players, just let it flow.
I just sit in front of it, and it comes out of me onto there.
Okay. And so it's the other, yeah, like you watch a piano player, particularly by ear, it just flows. So this is flowing for you while you may be watching television and fully comprehend what they're saying on breaking news. Mm-hmm. And here it's flowing onto the board.
I have nothing to do with it. I am the instrument.
And for those of us who sit on the sideline, we sit in wonderment.
Well, sometimes it surprises me. Don't think it doesn't. I mean, I come back and I go, huh, surprising.
In New York, was it in about 1982, you had a solo exhibition at the Fishback Gallery?
Was it 82? I have no idea.
And watercolor. Mm-hmm. So that's your first foray into New York?
No, second.
My first
one was right after I graduated college.
Oh.
I had my first show in New York when I was 20 at Graham and Sons Gallery, which was 1974. I went to New York. I decided what happened really at the graduate school is I had taken everything they had to offer, and I had taken all the art history, and that's all I needed was one more course in art history. And they said, we'll have something in the fall. I said, okay, I'll be back in the fall. Fuck that, I'm never going back. Once I got out, I realized, painting's much more fun than school.
Yeah.
Then I decided after maybe towards a year, I had 10 or 12 paintings. And I loaded them in a portfolio. I went to New York, and I walked from gallery to gallery with portfolio paintings. Hi, I'm Pat Gordon from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I made these, and I'm looking for a place to show them. Well, I did this for almost 2 weeks, and they just would like send me on to the next place. One, it's a watercolor. Next, it's flowers. What the hell? So I walked into this gallery, and this guy looked, and I said, you know, I'm Pat Gordon, and P.S. Gordon, and I'm here, and blah, 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 and I want to show you these paintings. And he looked at me and said, these are really fine paintings. I said, thank you. I think they are. And he offered me a show, unheard of. This was the oldest gallery in New York City.
And the name of it?
Graham and Sons, which was up on Madison and 72nd. So, you know, most of the art galleries were down on 57th. But they were an old gallery, and they had been up there, and they had a 20th century section. They sold mostly old art, but they had a 20th century gallery. So I did my first show, didn't make any money, borrowed $5,000 from the bank to live for a year. So that's what it cost me to live that year.
So you could be there to...
No, so I didn't have to teach as much to paint a show. I had to come back after they said, well, do a show of your work. It wasn't all this work. I had to make new work. And we did this first show and didn't sell a painting. Not one.
Wow.
And I was just like devastated. And I borrowed $5,000 to pay for the frames and the shipping and the money for us to live because my wife didn't work. She just cooked and fed me.
And there the two of you were in New York.
No, we were living in Tulsa. I never moved to New York much later.
Right. Okay, so then you're here producing more work for the show.
And I do this show and it doesn't sell, and I think, oh shit, I can't deal with this. And so I kind of tucked my tail between my legs and I came on back to Tulsa, Oklahoma with all these paintings I couldn't sell for. At that time, we were trying for $1,000 a piece. That's all they were.
How did you handle that?
Well, it was depressing, but I thought, I did never do another show. I came back to Tulsa, and just continued to work here and would sell occasionally. I still taught. Years went on by, and in 76, maybe, Aladar Marburger, owner of Fishback Gallery, was brought to Philbrook for a lecture. And they called me and said, would you take this guy around town and show him Tulsa? And we think that you would like him and he would like you. And I said, okay, great, I'd be happy to. So I picked Aladar up at his hotel. No. I said, have him come to my studio. At that point, I had a studio downtown, 3rd and Cheyenne in the Midco building. And Emily was in school, and I would drop her off at school, and then I would drive downtown, just like everybody else, and go to work. And I painted 8 hours a day and pick her up from school, take her home. Well, Aladar came to my studio, and I had just finished a show, and a couple of the paintings were still in my studio. And he came in, and I said, come in, sit down, I'll be with you in a minute. I was anything but rude to this man, because I had been to New York, and I failed miserably, and I thought, I don't need to do this again, but I'll be nice to him because he's here, and those southerly
niceties
that we provide in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I'll do it. I'll be nice. And so I said, I'll be right with you. Let me finish up here. And he said, are these paintings yours? I said, yeah. And then I drove him around town, and I took him out to ORU, which he loved. He loved those big praying hands. And I drove him to Gilcrease, and we just drove all over town. And it happened to be, it was in January, but I had a red Miata, and it was like 70 degrees for some reason. So we had the top down. He thought this was the greatest place to live he'd ever been. Well, as I was dropping him off at the event at Philbrook, he said, I really liked your paintings. I wish you would send me some slides, is what we used to send out. And he said, I'd like my partners to see them. I kind of blew him off. I said, oh, yeah, okay, fine. Let him go into the lecture. I never saw him again. Well, I did send them some slides. My ego couldn't resist it. But I never heard anything from him.
This is Fishback Gallery in New York.
In New York.
Right.
And I didn't hear anything back from them. And then one day he called, and about a month afterwards, he said, we've decided we want to give you a show. And I very handily said, okay. Just so nonplussed by the thing, just trying to be so calm. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. He said, here's the date. Get to work. And I got to work, and it was a sellout, and it changed my life.
Wow.
Changed my life.
Can you imagine? No, I'm trying to imagine how nervous you were.
I hate openings. I've threatened to not go to every one of them I've ever had.
And
because I don't like that part of it.
Why?
Well, it's kind of like showing pictures. It would be like showing pictures of yourself in your underwear. You know, why would you? It's so private. But you learn that that's just what it is. You feel vulnerable when they go up. I don't care how good you are. There's that sinking spell. What if you've spent the last year of your life in a room by yourself working, and your judgment was off, or it's a scary feeling.
And then to stand there
and go, I can't believe I've done these.
And to watch the people react.
Well,
huh?
I don't have many bad reactions. Mine are not terribly social paintings in respect to I'm trying to get at you, except for my political paintings, completely different story.
But it's sold out.
Yeah.
In weeks?
Oh, it took the length of the show to sell it out. It wasn't, it wasn't that shows are odd things. Here, they're a social event. In New York, they're social events. Sales rarely occur on a first night, opening night. They like to sell ahead of time. They like to open a show and let you walk in and see it sold out.
And have the sold sign on it. So
red dots on everything. That's and why what
do,
you pray
why,
for.
Why do they like to do that?
Because it makes people want them more. It's all psychological. I love that painting. I want that one. You can't have it.
But then, since they're in that mood of wanting to buy,
well, then I'll get another one.
Here's one over here. Right.
Oh, it's incredible.
I'm experiencing with you the thrill that had to reside with you.
Oh, it was astounding. From Claremore, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking.
But particularly since you had failed in New York.
Well, and now it was 7 years, there was enough time between that I was like, wow.